Welcome to the Green Room on Radio Kansas, and we are honored once again to have the conductor and music director of the Salina Symphony Orchestra, Yaniv Segal, with us to talk about what may be two of the most important concerts that have taken place in the last couple of seasons. They happen to both be the same work, and that's convenient because it takes a lot of work to mount each of these, doesn't it?
Yeah, good afternoon. It's great to be back. So the piece you're referring to is none other than the Great Ninth Symphony by Ludwig van Beethoven. And yeah, in the last couple of years, we have started to do what in the industry we call runouts, which is where you have prepared a program and you go present that program in another city that is accessible to your home base by a car or bus or something like that. So it's not considered a real tour because we don't go spend the night someplace or don't travel around. You just run out from your hometown. So last year we presented Mozart's Requiem in Concordia as well as Salina. And this year we're doing Beethoven's Ninth in the Fox Theater in Hutchinson on Saturday night and then in Salina on Sunday. And you want to do it with a piece like this. You know, it, as you mentioned, it takes so much community partnerships, chorus, singers, a huge orchestra, and all the work to put it on, and to get to experience it twice as performers is remarkable, and to get to share it with more communities is also really a great part of our mission.
And depending upon who you are, you might want to see it twice, believe it or not, because both of these venues are incredible plasterers' palaces. The Hutchinson's Fox is known as the official movie palace of Kansas, and it was done up in about 39, you know, when a few big movies came out. The Stiefel about the same, and these both have been extraordinary community efforts to get these, what were largely movie theaters, set up so that they can be great acoustical venues for something like the Salina Symphony Orchestra. Beethoven's Ninth. You know Beethoven's Ninth. Yaniv and I could sing some of it for you.
It's remarkable. I mean, the plenty of people probably recognize the beginning. It's got some famous sounds of nature or emerging from nothingness in the first movement. The second movement is a really well-known scherzo with a timpani that functions in such a unique way that when it was premiered, the audience cheered when the timpani came in. Could you imagine that today? Everyone thinks you have to sit quietly and listen to the piece, and they actually cheered. You know, actually, I'm gonna do a little tangent there. In Beethoven's day, if the audience liked a movement so much, they applauded until the orchestra repeated it, because they had no option to go home and put on their stereo or turn on the radio or go to the next city the next day. Like, imagine if you were in Beethoven's Vienna in the 1800s and you were lucky enough to hear the Ninth Symphony being played, that might be the only time in your life you could actually hear it. So, we're lucky. We live in a great time when we can hear this. Of course, the third movement, gorgeous, gorgeous music. And the fourth is what it's famous for. When Beethoven includes a chorus for the first time in a symphony, includes vocal soloists, ties the whole work together into this search for eternal meaning and brotherhood of man, basically to celebrate joy.
The Salina Symphony Orchestra has two performances taking place this weekend, Saturday in Hutchinson and Sunday in Salina. And they're doing none other than Beethoven's Ninth. I suggested it was maybe the most important work in classical music. And I got a quick story for you, Yaniv. Yaniv Segal from the Salina Symphony is on the line here. So compact discs are the length they are because of the Ninth Symphony. Either, depending upon the story you listen to, either the president of Sony, the Japanese president of Sony, or his wife, or maybe Herbert von Karajan, wanted to make sure that this new recording format, which was going to be the standard for what has been more than a generation, would be long enough to, without flipping sides, do a relatively leisurely Beethoven's Ninth. And the standard at the time was 74 minutes. And I'm trying to remember the Furt Wangler. Furt Wangler had an old mono recording from 1951 that was kind of the world standard, but it happened to be a little slower. So the first CDs were 74 minutes long. So there you go. Your copy of Queen's
Interesting.
Greatest Hits was able to accommodate as many Queen tracks as it could because
You
of
could fit the
Beethoven's
whole
Ninth Symphony.
works. Like, yeah, you could fit the whole works of Anton Webern probably on about four CDs. The technology has changed a little bit. I think they can go up to 80 somehow because of some compression or data usage. They can
No,
pretty much
they
tighten
just
that up.
decided they'd put the tracks a little closer and cross their fingers.
Yeah.
But yeah, sure enough, so that's how important this piece of music is, people. And you have two chances to hear it live.
And we have great singers. The soprano is a colleague of mine, Yvette Keong. She lives in New York. She's originally from Australia. Hilary Taylor is from Wichita, and she sang actually the mezzo soprano with Wichita Symphony. They did Beethoven 9 last year. Andrew Smith is based out of Washington, D.C. Sorry, I skipped. He's our bass, Barry, and he was a personal recommendation from Martin Katz, who is one of the foremost experts on collaborative piano with singers in the country or the world. And Daniel McGrew is also New York based. He is a young artist with YCA, which is a fabulous talent agency that stands for Young Concert Artist, that looks for people who are on the verge of a career and helps mentor them and find them opportunities. So it's kind of a great mix of people from around the country. I don't know if they know each other. We're going to be meeting together for the first time and working with a piano to kind of make sure that they're all on the same page, so to say, and then going right towards the weekend.
So is it better to get tickets at the box offices of the respective venues, the Hutchinson's Fox and Salinas Stiefel, or should we just go to salinassymphony.org?
You can go to our website, and we'll lead you to their box offices. We let them take care of the box office, but you always want to make sure you're actually going to the legitimate site and not to a scalping site, because that seems to happen quite a lot with the Stiefel Theater, and we want to make sure that you can come see it without paying some exorbitant markups. So yeah, check out either the Fox Theater website, the Stiefel Theater website, or salinassymphony.org, and any of those will help you find your seats.
Do you happen to have a pre-concert talk or anything like that we should arrive early for?
Sure, not in Hutch, but in Salina, yes, absolutely. At 3 o'clock on Sunday, I'll be on stage. We'll see if some of the singers will join me. I think David Corman, the choir director, chorus director at Kansas Wesleyan University, will join me, and we'll kind of discuss what it takes to prepare a piece of this nature, as well as maybe some other tidbits that are relevant. This
Acoustically.
is they're great theaters. You feel like you're up close and personal, and to hear a piece like this intimately, I think is a real experience. You remember last week we just did the out of the box thing, and we did a very different experience of listening, and so it's really been a fascinating week here in Salina, as we go from something that has you listening in one way to a piece that has you listening in another way, and yet both are about humanity and elevating ourselves beyond ourselves and becoming part of something greater. So I'm really looking forward to both these performances. As a performer, to get the chance to do it twice back to back, we learn from that, and we grow in each performance. So I'm really excited to do it in both these venues.
Well, as a fan of classical music, I just want to thank the Salina Symphony Orchestra for going to all this effort. And all this effort can be, you can experience it in two separate. I'm not kidding. I'd suggest maybe you try to take in both venues because they're an extraordinary place, each of them, and separately, an extraordinary place to hear this sort of music. And the forces. How many choristers do you have
I
for
think
this?
we have 80 plus. So nice size.
And
Yeah.
both stages are going to be packed.
Oh yeah, we need an extension in order to
Yeah.
fit on stage. It's a big orchestra, it's a big chorus. And you mentioned Concertgebouw. They play pretty tightly, and Vienna Phil plays pretty tightly. The old European houses are smaller than a lot of the modern American houses. And so we're probably closer to how this thing was intended.
Well, again, you get a chance to hear them. And I would advise you to get your tickets early. The Salinas Symphony, salinassymphony.org is probably the best place. And again, thank you very much for mounting this for the community, and thanks for being on the Green Room. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ken. I'll see you soon.